All right, Pat, good morning to you and everyone on the net. I've been listening here, just didn't get here quite in time to check in at the first time, but I had good reception on all the signals here. It's Mike in Port Washington, Wisconsin, just 25 miles north of Milwaukee. We're at 24 degrees and not a sunny day, but we do appreciate it being probably close to freezing or a little above. Sure enjoyed that yesterday. And yeah, bad radio stories. I don't have a really bad ham radio story, but a vintage gear story. I tell you about shipping. I guess I like to gamble or something, because I bought one or two televisions, old televisions, and had them shipped in here and had some, you know, just arrived at in beautiful shape, no problem, but that didn't always happen. And one time I bought this Zenith porthole. You remember when they had like a 10-inch CRT, and they didn't mask it off to be rectangular, and it was just the round CRT that you watch the show on, called those the portholes. Had one of those that, yeah, it looks like they dropped it on the corner or something, and yeah, the case was shattered, and a lot of things ripped and torn, and actually the CRT, the plug was broke off the glass, but I think was not ripped free, and I was able to fix that with some PC7, and I think the picture tube might still be good, but there's an awful lot of work if I want to ever get that cabinet put back together. So I guess that's always a bit of a gamble, especially shipping a TV. I've had some really well-packed radios, and obviously some stuff that wasn't so well-packed, so that's my sad story on old vintage gear. Anyway, talking at you with the HT37 here, the Shure 444 mic, and listening in on the Hammerland HQ180A, got a 80-meter Skyloop antenna. AE9MS, back to net.